All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, December 6th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have a 7-game NBA main slate tonight. We have a 6-game NHL slate, 3-game college football slate as well. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. We have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern today. Following this show, we have a full slate of people signed up, so should be a good one. So don't forget to tune into that. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up here. Plenty of questions that came in, a couple long ones here, so we will work our way through all of these, and we will see where we end up. All right, first question. NFL specifically, what are some things that the Sims slash projections don't account for, maybe enough, or might give too much weight to, would help to understand why certain players may be getting pushed? Like an example would be one projection system in the industry really loves dome games, things like that. Okay, good question. So kind of a question around our NBA model here. For learning about the model, strengths, weaknesses, things like that, there's a really good video. It's actually in Saber School. If you go to Saber School here, and I believe if you go to How to Beat DFS, you go to NFL, there's this video right here. New NFL sim improvements for the 2024 season. This is Matt and Will breaking down our model for this year, all of its strengths and weaknesses, basically everything that you're talking about. So I would go into Saber School, again, How to Beat DFS, filter for NFL, and then check out this video here. So this is going to be your best resource. All right, follow up to that. Another question, showdown specifically is where I keep having some issues. Say I want to run the sim several times, adjusting the sliders each run, and I want to batch all the positive ROI lineups from the runs together. Would it be better to copy and paste those lineups on another workbook in Excel and save as CSV to re-upload or just favorite them? After batching them, I want to run it through the contest sim again to see what's grading out the best from multiple runs. Notice in Showdown, when I re-upload, it messes up captain salary, just keeping flex salary, but it doesn't seem to run against our fields and seems to run the lineups against one another that I uploaded, assigning payout based on contest payout. Was getting some wild ROIs last night for NFL Showdown when doing this. Getting ROIs in the thousands and the individual run from where I got the lineup ROI was 300 to 500% max. So it didn't seem to run against a field that y'all made for the contest, but just against the lineups I uploaded. Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's the end of the question there. Okay. So a lot to unpack here. If you're trying to run multiple sets of lineups and combine them, I would probably recommend doing that in Excel or doing that, you know, in Python or, you know, something like that, like concatenating those lineup rows, right? The favorites is going to be limited to 500 lineups. I'm like almost positive you can only have 500 lineups in the favorites tab at a time. So if you're trying to, you know, take 1,000 lineups from build one, 1,000 from build two, about 1,000 from build three, et cetera, till you get to like 5,000 or something like that. It is going to be better to do that outside of SaberSim. And then so what that would look like is, you know, running a build here. We'll just build 2,000 lineups. And we're just letting this build run real quick. You know, that's enough lineups. 900 is fine. So we're just going to end the build there. So say, you know, I have the lineups that I want, which is, you know, the 976. I just click this download CSV button and I can open this up. And then these will be the lineups here, right? And then what it would look like is, you know, either taking these CSVs and putting them in, you know, something that can combine them together, or just copy and pasting them where one ends and, you know, copy and pasting the next set of lineups in, and then saving this file, right? And then going to a new build once you've done all of those, once you've combined them, and then going to a new build, right-clicking on it, using the upload pool option, and then grabbing that lineup file and uploading it into a build here, right? So first step is this is how you would combine them all, okay? So then the second part, which it's a little interesting here because I'm seeing like two lines of thinking. Where is it? Okay, this is the building lineups, running the sims multiple times with the sliders. Okay, right here. After batching them, I want to run it through the contest sim again to see what's grading out the best from multiple runs. Okay, so then what I would do is re-upload it into the build like this. And then if you have your contest sim set up, it should still be fine. But what you would do is just make sure you have your contest sim set up with the field lineups that are selected. And then in build two, it's going to take the lineups that you've uploaded and run them against whatever is selected in this field lineup dropdown. So this should be static. This should never change. So whether you're on build one, build two, build three, running your contest sim, you're always running it against whatever is selected in this field lineups column. This is the part that's a little confusing. It says it doesn't seem to run it against our pre-generated fields. It's running it against itself. The only way it would do that is if the field lineups column was selected to build two here. If this says build two and build two is checked here, which is the same build the lineups are in, then it would be running it against itself. So this is like the key determining factor that you need to be considering. But if you think something's wrong, if you think there's a bug or something, go to the top right corner, click report a problem, write us a brief description of what you're seeing, and then this will give our team more info to dive into to see what is going wrong. All right. Next question. Sorry if this is a very basic question, Andrew. No worries. Don't ever feel bad about asking questions. Feel free to just point me in a direction because I don't want to waste you or anyone else's time. In past office hours, I've heard it discussed that if doing single entry contests, it would be a good idea to do separate builds for them if adjusting exposures so that no players get locked in or out of the single entries. Tonight, I wanted to do some single entries while adjusting some exposures for the hockey slate. In the past, when I've tried this, I somehow got duplicated lineups in separate contests. How would I do multiple builds for the single entries versus multi-entry while also making sure each lineup is still unique with no repeats? Okay, good question. So there's a couple ways to do this, right? And let me just start with the first part. We're talking about the exposures and stuff. So that part is true, right? And the reason for that is if I just come into this build, all right, so let me change my lineups to one. So here my lineups is one, right? Notice that my exposures to players are 100 or 0%, right? So let's say I go and I set a 10% exposure to Franz Wagner, right? Well, what I'm using, when the builder is doing autofill specifically, it is going contest by contest. So when it gets to a single entry, it is the same as putting a one in the direct fill. And then it has to apply any exposures that you've set. So even though Franz Wagner, the minimum exposure to him is 10%, that's more than zero. And with a single entry, it is either 100% or it is 0%. So the 10 minimum exposure forces the builder to play him in your lineup. So if you have a couple of these set, the builder has to go probably really far down in your pool to find some combination of, you know, the 3 to 4 minimax exposures that you've set. So same thing for max, right? If I have a 75% maximum exposure to any one player, that means they cannot be in my single entry lineup since it is less than 100%. So that's why people talk about using different builds for the two. That is specifically if you're using autofill, right? Let's say you had a group of 5 single entry contests and you wanted to apply minimax exposures. You could do that if you use direct fill. So what I would do in that case is go to direct fill, select the contest that I want in my drop down here in the contest window if I had an entries file. And then the only thing you lose by doing it in direct fill is either one, you're averaging your contest sim ROIs across the 5 contests. If you're using SaberScore, then it's like, fine, just pick a SaberScore to use and do it that way. But the difference is you don't get the contest specificity that you do in autofill as opposed to direct fill. Okay. So that's the reason people recommend doing it that way. Now, as far as second part, you're like, tonight I wanted to do some single entries for the hockey slate. I got duplicated lineups in separate contests. Okay, so the way to avoid this always is going to be to use unique rank. If you use rank fill, it will allow a lineup to be used in more than one contest if that lineup grades out the best for both. So if you use unique rank, what happens here is that the builder, once it puts a lineup into a contest, it takes that lineup out of the available pool, says, sorry, this lineup's already been used. It can't be used again. So that's the biggest difference there is using unique rank versus rank. Rank will allow a lineup to be put into a contest as many times as it grades out well. Next question. Can you explain portfolio EV? I think I understand it to be the sum of each contest's sim EV, but why are my sim EVs negative if I'm grading out with positive sim ROI in the post-contest sim? Thanks. Okay, so the portfolio EV is a live calculation. So what you're probably seeing is that, you know, maybe by the end of the night, you didn't have a winning night. Those sims are running, you know, while the games are going, right? So like, let's take tonight's slate, for example. You know, once all of these games have locked and the builder can see all of the lineups in the game, then that portfolio EV calculation is going to populate because it can run the sims based on how the games are going to that point. So there's 2 games at this 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time window here, right? That's when your portfolio EV would start to show. And then what would happen is in your contest list, those are live metrics. The builder is saying like, hey, we think your EV is this, right? And then basically at the end of the night is just a summary of the last live sim that happened. So the portfolio EV is not correlated to the post-contest sim ROI. It's more of like a live sweat type of thing. So I wouldn't worry about it being negative. That just probably means you didn't win that day, or the sims, you know, were saying like, we're probably going to end up negative today. All right. When picking the lineup for single entry / high stakes, is the best approach to play the highest ROI lineup for said contest type, or are you better off sacrificing a bit of ROI and projection in an attempt to gain leverage on the field? I know hindsight is always 20/20, but it seems that highest ROI lineups are a pretty safe bet to mid cash more times than not, but very rarely have a shot to bink. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Okay, so first off, any lineup you play has a long shot to bink, right? I mean, we're talking about, you know, even if you're playing like the, I think there's a 7-7-7 you know, contest tonight, right? And let's just like go and look at what there is. Yeah, so a 777, you know, high stakes, right? Not a single entry, but a big contest, right? Your raw chance of winning, right? Like 1 out of 340. So what is that? 1 divided by 340. That is it's about 0.3% here, right? So like 99.7% of the time, you're not going to win this contest, right? 0.3% of the time you are, just like by the raw mathematical chance here. So I say that to say that, you know, taking even going, you know, for this contest, right? 777 to 100,000 is still a long shot, right? You go and you do like the $8 and all of a sudden, you know, those odds get even longer, right? Like we are talking about, you know, a massive long shot, right? Like I don't even know what that would be in like American odds. Like imagine making a sports bet and the odds of winning are like plus 10,000, right? You're like, oh man, like, you know, this bet is, you know, going to be tough to win, right? Like that is the same, like kind of here, right? I think people kind of forget that a little bit. So anyways, getting back to this, do you have to play the highest ROI lineup? I don't think it's a bad thing to do it, but I think it's okay to have an opinion, right? Like you're building one lineup. You really want, you know, to take a lineup that you like into a contest. It is okay to have opinions, right? Like, okay, maybe I'm building my single entry here and you know what? Maybe I really don't want to play Josh Giddey. I just don't think he plays enough minutes. I think that he's really high variance. Like it is okay to come in here and set a zero max exposure to Giddey and move on to the next lineup. And then look at this lineup and it's like, okay, hey, maybe I don't want to play Isaac Jones. Right. And you know, the most important thing at the end of the day is always playing lineups or sets of lineups or getting exposures that you're comfortable with at the end of the day. Like, okay, you know, I am good with this. I'm not going to be like, I knew I should have done X, Y, and Z. I'm an idiot. You know, all that like negative talk that happens, right? You're like trying to avoid that by being comfortable with your decisions up front. So I think it's really important. You know, even I do this, right? Like I will manually adjust stuff all the time, right? It's like, hey, you know, for instance, like I played that three max contest like the other day. It was a $222 entry where I won. Like I made multiple exposure adjustments in that contest, right? I was I had, you know, just too much leverage to some players. I'm like, you know what? I don't want this much. It was like I had a player in like 100% of my lineups. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm comfortable with them in two. I had a player in 100% of my lineups again. Like, okay, maybe I'm comfortable with them in one, right? Like I was just sitting there managing risk, right? And, you know, luckily it worked out for me, but I think it's important even in, you know, higher stakes contests to manage your risk and to make adjustments that speak to you. All right. Good stuff there. Demetrius said, when I sort my prize picks by top prize, I just saw that you can rank ROI and uniques by each contest. Would you recommend changing the ROI and uniques? Okay, I'm a little confused. Because prize picks to me means like the six player betting format. So I'm not 100% sure what you mean by prize picks, but there is a top prize column. So I am familiar with that, right? Like you go to the contest tab and we do have a new column for top prize. So maybe you're referring to that. I think that's a good column to sort by, you know, it's easy to say like, hey, I care the most about the contest with the biggest top prize and I want to prioritize that contest when I feel my lineups, right? So I definitely think it's fine to sort by top prize. Would you recommend changing the ROI and uniques? So I do think it is good It sounds like we're talking about autofill here. So with autofill, I do think it's good to still adjust the mini uniques, right? I would definitely recommend doing that. And then the ROI, as long as your master sorting metric is on target ROI, then it will apply to each contest that you don't need to go into the rank by column and manually change it to match the name of the contest. As long as the master is on target ROI, it will do that for you. All right. Brian said, after you adjust the sim sliders, does anything change with the projection? Is there any changes that you can see? So adjusting the sliders will not adjust the projections. What you're seeing in the table here, right? These are the average projection across all of our sims that are used when we build your lineups. What happens when you change the sliders, right? When you increase sim diversity, the number of sims we use each time we build your lineup goes down and gets smaller, right? The smaller the sample size, the wilder things that can happen. You know, think about like flipping a quarter. You know, heads or tails is 50-50, right? But I do it 10 times. You know, chances are I don't get 50-50, right? I might get 7-3. I might get 8-2, 6-4. But if I did that experiment 1,000 times, 10,000 times, I would move closer and closer to the mathematical probability of 50-50, right? So that's why when we say like, hey, we build upside in your lineups, we have all of our play-by-play sims. And then what we do is we randomly sample them. We go into each game, grab a handful of sims, and then we play those out. And then the average score across that little batch of sims becomes the score for the player that we use, that we analyze when we go to build your lineup. And then we build the best lineup from that set. And then for lineup two, we go and grab new sims, right? And we're combining all these sims together. So the higher sim diversity, the less sims that are being used. The lower sim diversity, the more and more sims that are being used. But you're not going to see anything visually change here. Okay, this is a follow-up saying, so I need to make custom contest sims. Didn't think it was a bug, more of something I'm doing. So no, you shouldn't need to make a custom contest sim. I'm making a custom one because I don't have an entry file here, right? I'm assuming you have an entry file where you have uploaded it and, you know, it defaults to whatever the field lineups are. So if you just want to run it against the pre-generated field, all you need to do is just upload your entry file. If you want to run the build against itself, then yes, you would need to come in here, set up a custom one, change the build to the build that has the lineups. So it sounded like you wanted to run it against the pre-generated field, not the build itself. But if you do want to run it against the build itself, then yes, you would need to create a custom one. All right. Tim said, before the new UI change, I was doing very well with Saber Sim. With the new UI, I am doing horrible. I used to manually enter the top lineup in a contest and then delete them and move on to the next. I am assuming that is what autofill is doing, but if so, why is my process no longer profitable? Okay, so first note here, right? The UI changes have no impact on the game sims and our contest sim database, right? All of the game sims and the logic there are still the same, whether you use new Saber Sim, beta Saber Sim, old Saber Sim, you know, whatever Saber Sim you're using, however your UI looks, it's all the same sim database, right? So I wouldn't chalk up results being different to the changes there. What I will say is that if you prefer to go contest by contest, you can still do that by using direct fill, right? So you would go in direct fill, you would go to this save dropdown, you would select one contest at a time, you would adjust your exposures, find your lineups that you want, save, and then go and select the next contest, and then go and select the next contest until you're happy. Autofill does do that a lot faster, but it is a little bit more hands-off, right? So if you are somebody who likes to be really in tune with what your lineups look like for all of your contests, you can still use direct fill, and that should help you to have a little bit better grasp on what's going on at each step. So one other thing I'll say on this is, you know, I see this happen from time to time where like something changes, or like a new tool comes out or something. Like if you have a winning process, you should not abandon it just because some new feature comes out or like the workflow changes a little bit. You should try to maintain your same process and figure out how the new features or enhancements or changes can help you rather than just abandoning everything you've been doing, right? So I think I saw that like a lot when we first launched Contest Sims, people just like, you know, abandoning everything they've been doing. I think that's like wrong. I don't think you should do that. And I would, you know, go back to the steps that you're familiar with rather than changing to something new. All right. But if you are still having trouble, you can always sign up for the Build Review Show. We have our show today at 5 p.m. Eastern. If you are interested in signing up, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel. Let me know what sport and slate you want me to review, and I will add you to the list. All right. James said, I created new build, uploaded pool, made sure it was only running the contest I wanted. Probably got replaced with my field that I uploaded rather than keeping your fields to sim against and didn't cache that. Okay. Got it. Let me know if you have any more problems there. If you do, report a problem and we can look into it further. All right. Brad said, is it worth using mini uniques if you are on ultimate and use exposures? I would say yes. You know, DFS is a high variance game and it's always a good thing to try and get to a more neutrally correlated set of lineups. So, you know, what I mean by that is like where your results in one lineup don't impact all of the lineups that you're playing, right? Like if you have this really tight core, you have a low number of mini uniques, like a mini unique of one effectively means that your lineup, if it has eight players, can share seven out of eight players with all of your other lineups, right? You increase this and your lineups can't share more and more players. And now you're going to see them actually be more spread out across your standings in the contest, right? And that is generally a good thing. All right. Demetrius followed up. I mean, when I sort the save to contest by top prizes, there are two columns, one with mini uniques and the other is the rank by ROI. It's inside the save to contest dropdown. And when you pick the contest or unpick the contest, it's the next two columns. Okay. Yeah. So I think top prizes is totally a fine one to sort by. It'll be real. You know, we used to say sort by prize pool. I think these two are like going to be extremely, extremely similar there. I would use the mini uniques for the autofill. And then for the ROI, like I said, you don't need to go into each contest rank, the rank by column for each contest and change those. As long as the master one up at the top says ROI, it will automatically do that for you. And then the rank by column will all just say ROI as well. So no need to manually go in there and change every one. Tim said, I'm new to basketball DFS. What is a good video to watch to help me get started? Good question. Go over to Saber School here. Go to How to Beat DFS. Go to NBA and start with this video, How to Build Winning NBA DFS Lineups. This will be the best video to watch to get you started on the right track. All right. Good stuff there. And one more question here from Mr. Deuce. Let's get this one in the YouTube chat. All right. Question, is there a way to tweak a simulated lineup and then have SaberSim give the modified or adjusted lineup a Saber score? There is not a way to do that. And the reason for that is because the way Saber Score works is when the lineups are put into the pool, the builder goes back into the Sims and says, okay, how did this combination of players do across all the Sims? And it goes and gets all of the metrics it needs and then calculates the Saber Score, right? When you edit a lineup and say, you know, say I take out Mark Cannon, and then I go and I put in Mathurin and I save that. The lineup's summary stats get grayed out and they don't get reprocessed. So the lineup does update, but all of the metrics, and it says lineup metrics are not available for edited lineups. It doesn't go back and redo all those calculations when you edit it. So unfortunately, you can't get a Saber Score from there. All right. We are all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back in about 25 minutes for the Build It Review show. So until then, everybody, take care. Thanks for tuning in.